I mentioned minutes ago that this year, for the first time ever, the U.S. government and its subsidiaries are the biggest source of private sector debt. And, of course, one of the biggest things there would be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government-sponsored mortgage giants. David John joins us now, Senior Research Fellow in Retirement, Security, and Financial Institutions at the Heritage Foundation. And he has a report, a backgrounder published by Heritage, Free the Housing Finance Market from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you say these should be closed completely and permanently, right?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, tell us why. Give us the bullet points on why that would be the case, how that would help us, and then we'll talk about the political feasibility of it.
Yeah, that's the next part. The reason is actually fairly simple. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for the last 70 years have been artificially subsidizing housing prices. And we have discovered the hard way that when you mess with the market, as we did in 2008, that the cost is exceedingly high. We're talking about close to $150 billion worth of taxpayer dollars just for the two of them alone. And unfortunately, the two of them have a history of having to be replenished or redone, et cetera. So if we keep them the way they are now, we're going to have yet another housing bubble and a housing crisis, and it's just going to cost yet more money.
Well, of course, Congress is hand in glove with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over
totally.
The years.
Absolutely and totally.
You know, the demand for expanding, I guess, the definitions of creditworthiness in order to allow wider home ownership was the genesis of a disaster.
Yes, when it came down to it, it was a combination of ingredients. Congress mandated that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had to buy a certain amount of mortgages for lower-income first-time home buyers. Unfortunately, at precisely that same time, there was a huge demand worldwide for mortgage-backed securities, and the underwriting quality was terrible. So people got mortgages for houses they had absolutely no hope of ever paying back.
Well, I mean, it was such a Ponzi scheme. But like with all manias, you know, the reason is thrown out the window, history is thrown out the window, and you think that a tulip bulb can be worth 10,000 guilders.
Exactly.
I mean, it's repeated time and time again, and every time the experts tell you that it's a new era, right? It's a new era. So don't worry about historical comparisons. Don't worry that this may seem frothy because it's a new era. You can buy as much home as you can, and you can safely get rid of it a couple of years hence for a tidy profit. And, of course, that's not the way life works.
No, anytime you hear anything like that, that's the time to sell whatever it is they're saying is the new era.
It's amazing. You know, one of the things I love about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were the tremendous executive compensation packages doled out to these quasi-public companies. I mean, what a nice racket.
Oh, it was phenomenal, and it went all up and down the company. You had people who were being paid well over the market rate for jobs that you'd see in other corporations, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would be paying substantially more.
You say that real recovery in the housing market is not likely until both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are replaced by a new housing finance system that does not include government distortions of the market. Now, that I would say is 100% true and also 99% unlikely.
Well, one has to say, give them a target to move towards.
Yes.
The problem that we've seen, and we're seeing this on Capitol Hill right now, is that the various people involved with housing are unable to imagine life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
so they are now lobbying door to door saying, oh, for heaven's sakes, there's no way you can eliminate Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You can repackage them. You can create more of them or less of them, government-owned or private-owned or something like that. But there's no way that we can exist without them. And, of course, that's just not true. If you look at most of the world, virtually none of them have anything like a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac.
No, but, of course, they also, for the most part, except, I guess, in Great Britain, they don't have that mania that, you know, that home ownership is everything.
They don't. They actually had it in other places. Spain had it, for instance. But in most areas, home ownership is something that is accepted. People, if you can't afford one, you get one. But if you can't, then you rent.
Yeah. Well, we were sold this thing about, you know, home ownership is just part of the American dream, and everyone's entitled to it, even if they aren't creditworthy, which is quite remarkable. David C. John is with us. Can you hang on for a moment, please?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
All right. We'll do another brief segment. Do Freddie and Fannie need to be dissolved? He says absolutely. Both entities have outlived their usefulness. And he has a paper that we'll point you to that will explain the case.
You can text Ron right now at 88509.
We're talking this portion of the program with David C. John, who is a senior research fellow in retirement security and financial institutions at the Heritage Foundation. He has authored a report called A Backgrounder that we've linked to on my page at WBAL.com, explaining why and how the housing finance market should be freed from the malign influences of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's just, I tell you, this stuff is so overt. It's so obvious, David, that this should be the case. And yet, there are a lot of things that are obvious. You know, reforms that should be done, things that should be eliminated in terms of, you know, government and government-dependent enterprises and so on. Yet it's almost impossible to do it, at least so far.
It is. And realistically speaking, we're going to see the House of Representatives probably pass some of the measures that I call for in this paper and various others that would also move us down the same road. And the question is going to be whether the Senate takes up any of them. And
yeah,
we can only hope.
Yeah. Hope, though, is a pretty slender reed.
And getting more so by the moment.
It is indeed. By the way, you mentioned the value of household real estate has fallen by $6.6 trillion, or 30%, since 2007. I've seen estimates even higher than that. I, you know, like $7 trillion to $9 trillion and so on. I guess some of it, it's hard to put a definitive number on it, right?
It really is. This number that I'm using is one that I can back up, but
it's a conservative one.
It's a very, well, yeah, we're the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, of course it's conservative. It's not a wild guess.
Yeah.
No.
But the thing is, it's still falling, and it's still falling at different rates in different places. So we can't look at the housing bubble right now and say that we've reached the end. We have in certain neighborhoods and in certain cities, but
yeah,
there are a lot of others.
Well, of course, housing is a regional kind of thing. Like, for example, the Washington, D.C. area has been largely immune to the disaster that much of the rest of the country has seen in terms of plummeting residential values. And that, of course, says a lot itself, doesn't it, David John? I mean, it's because it's that that bubble over the root of everything, that is the mother of all teats, Washington, D.C.
Oh, absolutely. When the government spends, some of it stays here.
Yeah, a lot of it, no question. What would be the mechanics for phasing out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? It'd have to be congressional action.
Yes.
And that's, even if you could get, as you pointed out, even if you can get the GOP House to propose such thing, and I would have no confidence in that, it'd never get through the Senate. It'd be vetoed by the president. So you're just pointing the way toward something that ideally should be done.
Well, ideally, but one of the things that we saw was that when the president released a housing plan earlier this year, one of the things it called for was getting rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And he then gave three scenarios, two of which involved starting up a new Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, but one of them actually included no Fannie Mae whatsoever. So we don't have a guarantee that the president would veto if something could get out.
Well, I'll tell you, there'd be a lot of pressure. I don't know if you saw this, but Pat Buchanan did a column about Black America versus Obama, Okay, of course, that's not going to happen, but he points out the black middle class is just about being wiped out in this great recession. And he points out that though 10% of the U.S. civilian labor force, African-Americans are 18% of U.S. government workers. But get this, at Fannie Mae, let's see, they're 50. Where I lost this. I lost this somewhere. They're a huge percentage of the workers at both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Huge. 44% of Fannie employees and 50% of Freddie's were persons of color. So any attempt to do away with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is going to be attacked from the rooftops as being overt racism.
Well, one of the things that we're proposing in this backgrounder is that there are a number of people working at both entities who are highly skilled at putting together mortgage-backed securities. And as private issuers go back into that market, we've got to remember that back in 2008, private issuers had over 50% of that market. There are going to be people that at Fannie and Freddie that they're going to want to hire. And one of the things we propose to do is to break up pieces of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and sell it off to various private interests. So we're not talking about eliminating jobs here. It may well be that people go into the private sector and they have as much or better job security than they have now.
Yep. You say creating Fannie Mae and then Freddie Mac were serious policy mistakes, as was subsidizing them through privileged access to federal funds and implicit guarantees, and that these mistakes should never be repeated. Amen to that. No question.
Yeah.
We've provided a link, by the way, David.
Oh, great. Thank you.
For people to read your backgrounder, Free the Housing Finance Market from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, just go to my page at WBAL.com, and we have linked to it. Also, they can go to the Heritage Foundation website, right, which is...
Heritage.org.
Yeah, that's easy enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, David. I appreciate your time.
Certainly. It was fun.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.